Blog Talk Radio.
What's up for everybody? I told you before you left out there, I said, I actually reached the wrong thing. The light might be on.
Father, we come to you as humbly as we know how. I'd like to first say thank you, God, for all that you are, all that you've done for us, and all that you continue to do for us, Lord. We thank you for the will that you have for us, the things that you have predestined for us, Father God. I thank you for being the great and awesome and amazing God that you are, the healing God, the on-time God, the saving God, the delivering God. Thank you for being my rock and my redeemer, Lord. I'd like to first ask for your forgiveness for anything that was said, done, or thought that was unpleasing to you. For dishonoring, disgracing, disrespecting, or disobeying you in any way, shape, or form, Lord. I ask for your protection over my life, Lord, and for the lives of my family members, friends, and enemies, Father God, and that you heal us in anywhere we may be hurting, Lord, and that you strengthen us where we may be weak, Father God. We ask that your peace replace any anxiety, Lord. Thank you. We ask that you keep us away from any temptations or spirits that are unlike yours, Father God, and that we be a reflection of your Holy Spirit in all that we do, say, and think. We ask that you continue to guide us, Lord, and that you continue to be a light to the path of our feet, and that all things we do may bring glory to your kingdom, Father God. Lord, we know that all sin must be obedient to you, so we ask that you break all the chains, Lord. Release us from anything that may be holding us back, Father God, and may you show us the things that are holding us back that we aren't aware of, Lord. We ask that you continue to be within us, Lord, and just pour out your spirit through us, Lord. Use us, God. May we be a vessel. Use me, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Clocks Off Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show.
On that. I can hit. Let them know. Kid. Put it out on Facebook. I just played with the show and it came on. So use it up, man. People don't.
Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mathematician. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life they be trying to keep me down. All this time I thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. All my life they be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who tryna get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt they self.
myself. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health. But
all my life,
all my life, they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time,
never thought I'd make it out. No, no. No.
All my life.
All my life.
Keep me down.
First generation ghetto nigga. Cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them about to lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a plane of tunes all day in my room. Nigga, damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life,
all my life,
trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time,
never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't
break
me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't
take
me. No.
All my life,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
Big Eddie, what's going on, Big Eddie?
Oh, man, I want to say with the board and the mic, it ain't supposed to be a show. It's working, so.
Looks like, goddamn it, looks like Block Talk been had y'all on mute, goddamn it, for the last 3 or 4 days, huh?
Yeah, man, for the last 5 days. Monday through Friday.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I'm playing with it today. Pop up. I need to get a hold of them morning show boys and let them come on here and maybe get something started.
Shit. Already something started.
Uh-oh. Talk about it, kid.
I hear goddamn it, say airline tickets is on sale and train tickets on sale and bus tickets on sale and ET slips on sale. Goddamn, what's going on?
Man, ET slips on sale.
Yeah, they're on sale too.
Hey, I ain't heard none of that, man.
Yeah, man. So
wow.
You can go to the certain track, goddamn it.
Man, Big Eddie show on Friday. Big Eddie show ain't on no Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah, man. This is the Clocks Off makeup show. This is the Clocks Off makeup show, man.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to make something up. There we go.
Oh, man.
Yes, indeed.
I wasn't playing with the boys, man. I didn't think it was going to work. It worked. I said, well, let me try to get the word out. Maybe these guys got something they want to talk about.
Did that be Big Eddie?
What's happening, man?
Come on. Come on. Come on, Biggie. Come on.
Yeah, man. Yeah, y'all been coming on here, man. Man, I had to set up. If I wasn't feeling asleep, man, I had to set up at 8 o'clock. I could have got the word out real good. But I wanted to wait to see this working, man.
What's the topic?
Hey, man, we got that motherfucking teeth bad as hell like that, man. Come on, man.
Hey, Stoke, get on the board. Stoke, get on the board.
Who?
I said, Stoke, get the board. Get control of the board.
Oh. Yeah, man.
Y'all boys ain't let Stoke get the board.
Hey, man, that shit is crazy, man. They come on the show knowing you let the show going. PB, loud the motherfucker, man. God damn.
It's just loud. It ain't loud. It's just something.
Man, we do this shit over 10 years, man. And motherfuckers still come on the show with some loud ass TVs and shit and all that shit, man. Hey, hang there.
That's some flow model. That's some flow model.
Yeah, it's a big bag.
This is a new headset I got, man.
I don't think that's whoever the fuck it is. God damn, man. Straighten them out, Stokey. If it's some strange things going on, it being said. Hold on, let me find my mute button. Let me get the fuck out the way. Shit's in the sign flying now. Going on mute.
Only thing I can say is you can't say nothing slick and under your breath. And that dirty D don't rat down on your ass. That's all I can say.
Yeah, dirty down have been kind of rough. Taking no names, buddy.
No.
Yeah. All I got to say, the clock is ticking.
Yeah.
The clock is ticking. All the smoke going to clear real
quick. That motherfucker ticking fast, too. Ooh, we that motherfucker.
That's up. Oh, man, it's a good thing, though, man. But like I was telling Ryan the other day, the thing I like most about it is Chicago got a whole lot of competition this year that they ain't had in a long time, but they could compete with any other state and among each other. We got some hot rods now. We got some real live hot rods, and they ain't all sold up yet. But we got a nice amount of hot rods now in Chicago. And ain't nobody begging Chicago to come down there and race like they used to. Like they used to just holler Chicago name. But now there's only a couple of them that want to holler name. Now they got it so that they want to holler quite a few names, but they might get fucked up.
Yeah.
It's cool, man. I like that. I think we couldn't take our place out there this year. We better recognize.
Yeah.
So it's all right. We fight amongst each other, but also it's even gonna be better that we can be known what Chicago can do together.
He said, "What they can do together."
Somebody gotta get on top of the hill. Yes, sir. Somebody got to be at top of the hill, on top of that mountain.
Yeah.
Hey, you, get up my mountain. Yes, sir. we sure gonna fight for it. That's all.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
y'all.
We better get out there.
Huh?
But you know, Chicago ain't gonna stick together when they get down, huh?
They might. It has been known in the past, you know, when they get down south, they stick together. It's been known, you know. It's just that we ain't had a whole lot of fighters like we got now. Again, but everybody stuck behind. Chat time was wanted real good when they was running down there quite often. You know, everybody got down Chicago with Chicago, you know, so. They do the same thing. I mean, but if you just got to go out of town and race each other because of weather, whatever, that's cool too. But the thing is, if you're from Chicago, I look at it as you are representing Chicago. You know, if you're from the South, you know, they're my brothers too. It ain't no bad thing, but, you know, we trying to get our own reputation. So we can bring that attention to the North too. We want to be known as a powerhouse race car down here too. And we do have quite a few of them. And bring some of that show and drama down here this way. As long as we get a good enough track, they have no excuse not to come run us now. If they really want some action.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. It's nice that we got a relationship with the track now seem to be that they want to work with us. And try to do the things we need.
41, they got some equipment. They got the surface. So we may be able to
sit
down on
some
of
it. Yeah, they didn't invest. They've been invested.
Old Dirty Diana can't say nothing about that track now.
Yes,
Hey, Ryan.
What up?
Did TikTok get fucked up tonight?
Yeah.
By the gobbler?
Yeah. You know what that mean?
What that mean?
That mean Big Dirt Diana go have to go down there and dance with that goblin.
Yeah.
See
what people don't understand. You run a Fairmont, you run a Mustang. A Fairmont and a Mustang, they got a Fox body chassis. Well, a Mustang is a Fox body, but the Fairmont has a Fox body chassis.
Yeah, well,
you got beat any red key.
It is what it is. What do you say, Flop?
He got beat and he had an accident.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And that doggone goblin went down there, started separating, that booty started sitting in the air. And he started getting nasty down there.
Yeah, that he did.
Yeah, we ain't got nothing but
3 weeks.
What, 20 days?
Yep.
If anybody want to bend the knee before I get down there to steal Alabama, you can bend the knee right now.
Oh, man. Goddamn, Eddie, your life is over to 1 hour or something? There's a goddamn buzzer in the background.
Oh, that's something in the hospital, man. There's something in the background outside my room. I'm trying to send a couple more things out.
Mm-hmm.
It picked them up real good, huh?
Let me
Yes, the monkey told the lion, goddammit, it won't be long now.
Yes, sir. I hope everybody ready for it.
Yes, sir. This time in 3 weeks, somebody's ass ought to be well tenderized.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Why in the fuck Orangeburg closed up so quickly tonight? Anybody else?
I don't know, IT, but I got a question
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
Before TikTok and the Goblin Race, their first lineup they did you see them old tree problems they was having?
No, huh? I didn't catch it.
Okay. They had old tree malfunction when them boys that got up on the break. And had to jump out there and stop them from going.
But you know, ever since they had that tornado or something that come through there, them lights been kind of fucked up.
Yeah, somebody turned on the red, but they said he didn't move.
Yeah.
BP man said, no go. No go.
Exactly.
No go. I preached this on here whenever we talk about this subject or they lock in. Did not have a punk ass DP man, and you know that's scary. That you can bluff and scam and play his thought process. You gotta have somebody that knows about race.
Yeah.
You know, and call and make the right call because they thought that they thought they had lost. They seen the red. I said, that ain't what's going on. I'm fucking up.
Who was that talking?
So, seconds later,
Mr. B.
Said,
Mr. B, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Just like you don't either. How you doing, sir?
Marvelous. Marvelous. You coming down there to the Steel Alabama?
Huh?
You coming down there to the Steel Alabama?
What now? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that Green Goblin was a little bit too much for that TikTok, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Looks that way. Turn the W on.
Is the driver okay or anybody know?
Yeah, they said he was good. I got a call on Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Was anybody successful in reaching Mr. Preachers? The Alpha Health tonight.
Oh, man.
You said what?
He said anybody get that preacher boy.
No, what's it going to be? Hey, if you catch up with him, you gonna catch up with some time tickets.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, man.
Come on, Ryan. Not to the highest bidder.
Hey, they said that man got time tickets like Johnny Whitebug got lottery tickets.
Oh, man.
Come on, Ryan.
No,
Goddamn, Ryan. How long you been holding that in, Ryan?
Ain't no boy Johnny play the lottery, man.
Sure, fuck, dude. Play the lottery.
Yeah.
Why, Bub?
He said he got more time tickets than Johnny White Bub got a lot of it.
Why, Bub? He's talking about Why, Bub.
No, have mercy.
Why,
I'm only telling you what I know.
Why, Bub? Come back and check the board, y'all. Come back and check the board now. Nope, he ain't got no hands up.
Yes. I saw somebody made a post on Facebook talking about you can buy airline tickets, bus tickets, train tickets, and ET tickets. So, God damn.
Come on, man.
That's pretty good.
I'm so blessed.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
that was good.
$300.
Come on, man. Y'all.
Come on, Flop.
Man, somebody get preach on, man. Get him out the bush.
That's a hell of an accusation.
See, he don't need motherfucker. He just ain't gonna say nothing. He don't need goddamn show now.
Come on, Shorty.
See, I can live without this show. You know, people just be calling me. I just, you know, pick them on here.
Mm-hmm. All right, hey.
Yeah.
Yo, come on out,
Preacher.
Wherever you at, come on out.
Guys, people call me every day, all day, talking about, put me in.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's going to be some other guys that want to win. So come on out, Fred. It's okay.
Yeah, he'll come out. Nobody will come out.
Lord, have mercy.
That motherfucker in that hole. That ain't coming out that hole. Lying ass.
Yeah. I, my spotty senses are tingling. I sense that he's on the phone.
He on there.
Oh, man.
He on this motherfucker.
Come on, Mr. B.
That's the crazy part. You know what's crazy with me, don't miss me.
After the kid dropped that motherfucking joke.
Hey, Mr. B. You know what's crazy, though? That, not on this show, but you know, like the morning show. He'll come out the bushes. Of all people, he'll get mad at me for saying something. Like, I give a fuck because he on the phone. Niggas be thinking they coming out the bushes like they caught you or something. I never even understand them. Now, I'm not going to say once upon a time, 10 or 15 years ago, a motherfucker was shot because a motherfucker was snug a nigga on the phone and they were talking about him, some shit they won't tell him to their face. I understand that. But come on, man. In this day and age, why in the hell kid, you on the national show saying what you saying and you won't tell it to them?
Mm-hmm.
Like they can't go back and listen to you. That's amazing.
You
to
got
me.
A point there, Shorty.
That shit just amazing to me. Yeah, nigga, say you didn't say it. What did you say?
I ain't
going to
be harsh on that. I just got the question, Jack. Me, personally, I don't think you was capable of pulling that off. At what you were talking about. What they're accusing you of. I don't think you're capable of doing that.
Yeah, but
we just want to hear from you, sir. Just come on.
Hey, you want me that? Hey, ask me the question, Mr. B. I'm acting like I'm preaching, boy. I'm going to tell you what he's going to say.
Oh, no, man. You got to him because it's the impact.
Man, that man going to kill you. Hey, if he on the phone listening, that's the only way he don't do it. Because he hear me saying it. You know, he can't stand for me to say nothing. He can't stand for me to be right. You know what I'm saying? But I guarantee you, you ask that man, I don't care how nice you is and all that, you ask that man some shit about that, he's going to say, Mr. B, your dick sucking ass, you ain't got no car and this and that and all kind of shit. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Yeah,
That man gets offended when somebody asks him a question.
Oh, man.
Hey, guess why, though, Bebop? Guess why he get offended? Bebop, where you go?
Come on with it, friend.
Guess why you get offended, Bebop?
What up, friend?
Because 9 times out of 10, it be the truth. That truth hurt, boy.
Oh, man.
Your ass. Oh,
you got to point that out, boy, and I got to go with you when you're right. That truth will tell your ass.
That's it, boy, when that motherfucking truth, a motherfucker say you a pedophile, and you know that you a pedophile.
Uh-huh.
This and that, and this, they want to get into it with you because they know they're going to jail any goddamn way.
Oh, man. Come on, P. Diddy.
They want to act like they had a reason because... Man, I'm telling you, man.
Yo.
Hey, I'm gonna keep it real with you, Bebop. Some of these people dangerous, man. You got to be careful. Cause you could be having a lot of fun in your life, Mr. B, right now. You know, whatever you're doing, your business. You know, hauling, whatever you hauling, dirt, gravel, cars, whatever. You having fun. Grandkids doing good. Wife doing good. Or your lady, whoever. And man, one of these niggas, they ain't got nothing to live for, and you know they saw. That many killed you, man.
Oh, man.
Gotta be careful out here, man.
Come on, shorty.
I hope you guys just be careful, man. You gotta be careful, man. Because these guys, they ain't got nothing to live for.
I ain't gonna stop.
Man, these niggas are fuck. Hey, Bebop.
The only thing he said, hold on. But I ain't get up.
Hey, Bebop.
Bebop,
go.
I don't know where he went. But I ain't get up.
Hey, kid.
Yeah, what up, shorty?
Hey, kid. It's been 4 years now since that pandemic. That shit been winding down, and now they down to nothing. Man, a motherfucker gonna kill a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, you got a point there, shorty.
Them people were buying Gucci shoes and shit about 4 years ago and shit. Man, them people fucked up right now.
Man, they selling them watches and chains, all that shit for sale.
Man, people fucked up, man.
Been for sale.
Man, that was the worst shit in the world, man. It started out with that goddamn stimulus check. Man,
yeah, you got a point there,
Shorty. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
It felt good because I was winning good. But, man, that was the worst shit in the world, man.
Stimulus check didn't last them no longer. John stayed in the army.
Man, them people can't recover. They trying to figure out how to do another PPP.
That'll never happen.
I'm telling you, people fucked up, man. These people fucked up, man.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, shit. Oh, they breaking it down. They grabbing motherfuckers now.
I ain't gonna lie. I wish they were getting it because they were gambling more. See, they were doing more shit. They were right on my alley, boy, when they were getting that motherfucker money, man. I swear to God, I wish they'd give them some more. Give them some more. Now, the motherfuckers that wasn't gambling with me, don't give them shit. Everybody that wants to play with me, give them some. I'm just keeping it real with you, kid. You guys don't keep it real. I'm keeping it real
man.
With you.
I'm not keeping it real.
These motherfuckers that are getting... I'm keeping it real. These motherfuckers getting $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, and I ain't getting none of it from them. Fuck them. Don't get them shit. They ain't doing nothing to dang it off.
You got a point, though.
Fuck that. Now, the motherfuckers that going to goddamn it's going to be beneficial to me. Give it to them, motherfucker. And send them out. I wouldn't give a fuck if I had a gas station.
Look at this boy.
They my customers at the gas station. Come on, motherfucker. Give them all the money y'all can stand, motherfucker. I would give a fuck what package you come out with. But if they ain't coming my way, they buy an electric car, fuck them, kid. Don't give them shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah. See, I'm going to say the shit these other people want to say. They just ain't going to say it, kid.
They ain't going to say it.
I'm going to tell you right up front, I'm hating. Don't give them bitches shit if it ain't benefiting me. But guess what? President or whoever the fuck gave it away, government,
Get that shit away if them bitches coming to me. If I own a gas station and them bitches buying gas cars, send them to me, motherfucker. And give them all the money you
got.
Need.
You got a point there?
Yeah.
Now, I'm just keeping it real, kid. Yeah, why they don't like me?
Because if you ain't got no Duracell batteries, they ain't doing you no good. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yes, sir.
You think I want the government to get these people all this money and I got a gas station and they buy an electric car?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them. Fuck him. Don't give him shit.
Fuck him. I heard you, man. I hear you.
Fuck him and feed him fish.
Feed them motherfuckers. And kids, if you got 400 boxes of lean back t-shirts and lean back masks and shit and you selling them, you want them motherfuckers to get the money they're coming to buy them lean back t-shirts and shit. Fuck that.
You got that
fuck
right.
You want the nigga to get the money for to go jam off on a bitch. That you ain't fucking. At least you can be fucking the bitch they dragging the money out with. She might give you some shit.
You got a point there.
Oh, yeah.
I want some of it. I want some of it. I just want it the way I want it. If I let the track find chickens, give them all the money in the world instead of buying that motherfucking chicken from me, huh, kid? Shit. You going to get money, kid.
You got a point there.
But other than that, fuck them. But that shit, we think it boosts the economy for a minute. Man, that shit is fucking it up right now. Motherfuckers robbing and stealing and killing.
Yeah, shit. Motherfucker, every day, goddamn, there's 10 or 15 motherfucking robberies going on. So, God
dang it. You ain't lying. Then they let the immigrants come over here, them motherfuckers, and learn to art. They can stick in motherfuckers up.
Yeah, they gonna get started.
Hey, them bitches ain't even got a green card. Damn, you know who the fuck they is.
I'm telling you. Hey, they doing murders and trying to run back into the country.
Oh, that's keeping it
in country now.
Shorty, once they let that money go out,
be careful. That'd be you, Terrio. You focusing on talking all that shit. You be careful coming out that restaurant, Terrio. Now, if I could come
out
there, listen.
Hey, Shorty.
Them niggas gonna tell you.
Them niggas was buying cars left and right, Shorty. Them young motherfuckers was buying them Audis and...
Hell yeah. Hey, man, if you were selling cars 4 years ago, man, I bet you sold more cars than goddamn you ever sold in your fucking life four years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They remember buying cars left and right. They buying all kind of shit. Whatever they were buying, all you had to be doing is selling it. Now, whatever it was. I wouldn't give a fuck if it's orange juice.
Yeah, sure. The motherfucker wasn't buying no leg of ties. They was buying live tips and all that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on, Terrio.
Hey, Shorty. Shorty, that's
hey, I'm going to bet you all the 10 titles. Terrio making less money than he was 3-4 years ago. Hey. He's still doing good. But he making less money now. A lying motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell no. Nah, I know it ain't like it was. Hey, Terrio, hey. I've seen you come to the track with the 10 and all honey and all that shit.
Hey, Shorty.
Lying
three or four years ago, Terrio had a 5-wing special. You know, back down to 2-3-wing now.
Hey, Terrio, 4-5 years ago, you came to the track and you had Vapor Max and shit all in the car.
I remember that. I remember that.
I bet the Terrio don't even wear them motherfuckers no more. He just got them sitting in the crib. He ain't waiting no
more. Hey, man. Them money was spending that money. You ain't never lied about that, man. Once them checks roll, man.
Man, please. Them motherfuckers get that money. Hey, the banks was doing good and everything. Motherfuckers put it in, but they were taking it out fast. They put the shit in there. They were ordering that money like a motherfucker, Terrio.
Shorty, now that's all you hear, motherfuckers that don't know shit about presidency. And man, they should put Trump back in there, man. Trump gave us some.
Yeah, with that dumb ass. They really think Trump gave them the money. The goddamn
thing. Yeah.
Trump ain't gave a motherfucker shit.
He done brainwashed your motherfucker.
Hey, look. But I don't want it, so don't quote me on this because I know the show recorded. But I'd like to see them get back in there. I want to see how much money they going to get with their dumb ass. They don't get no goddamn money. Come on, going to get in there. He's going to be in that motherfucker. He going to get in.
Hey, Shorty.
Fuck don't give a
Shorty.
Damn about black people. What's wrong with y'all?
Shorty, he trying to get back in there so he won't have to do no motherfucking federal time.
Yeah,
that time is plenty clever now.
He said if you get back in, you doing America a disservice. You put him back up. You put him back in there. They can't lock his ass up.
Exactly. That's exactly what he's banking on.
He can't lock no goddamn prison up.
No. He get
that
immunity.
I know he ain't going to jail.
Yep.
Somebody ain't going to jail.
Well, I think they're gonna try to nab his ass on November.
I don't care less if he go or not. Goddamn it, he ain't done a motherfucking thing to me. Fuck him.
Yep.
And I ain't finna front on this phone. See, a lot of motherfuckers gonna front, kid.
Hey,
if I was locked up and that motherfucker Trump came in there, I'm gonna be his best friend. Motherfucker. Show me how to get your money, motherfucker. A lying motherfucker. I don't even fuck what nobody thinks. Fuck, I'm gonna hate him for. What the fuck I wanna see him get fucked in the ass for? What I wanna see him get his ass beat for? He got money coming in that motherfucker. Celebrities ass ain't coming in that bitch. I'm gonna have to fuck. A lying motherfucker. See, these other niggas on Nike.
Man, I'm gonna beat his ass when I see him. I'm gonna slap him. He a lying motherfucker.
I'm gonna help him. I'm gonna help that motherfucker. Well, guess what? When I can't make a phone call, I bet he can give me one.
Yep.
These motherfuckers making that money left over right. They just had on TV 6,000 Eclipse glasses, them little thin-ass glasses, selling for $3 a glass, for $3 a pair. So motherfucking, they only got 1,000 left today. They didn't know that.
Yeah, you ain't get you none, Terrio?
Hell no, man. I don't care. Man, tell me that motherfucker ain't making no money.
Hey, I'm not going to even see the motherfucking eclipse. Motherfucker, I'm in the house looking at TV. Motherfucking eclipse.
I don't know how to make that money.
I don't even know what day the eclipse is supposed to come.
Monday.
We're talking about that shit, making all that hype. The sky's supposed to go jumping for damn near a few minutes.
Hey, I'm going to be watching the motherfucking championship game with the goddamn college motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
No motherfucking eclipse.
Man, but that's a good hit. $3 a pair for them kids.
Yeah, why you ain't thinking that, Terrio? You could be selling your song, but you don't want to sell that motherfucker.
Fuck wrong with you, man.
You could be making the big money off that motherfucking sauce. Before they find out it ain't good for a motherfucker.
Not the sweet baby Terrio.
Before they find out it give high blood pressure, motherfucker, tell me. Fucking wrong with you. It'll kill half of the population and you won't even tell the shit. What's wrong with you?
Boy, shorty.
Damn. Yeah, somebody got something about something, Terrio. It was boring on here a minute ago.
Yeah.
You had to get it right.
You got to go and write it in the right direction.
Right. You got to get it right, Terrio.
What the fuck are you talking about, boy?
Yeah, he talked that shit got them. You motherfucking immigrant. Man, you got an immigrant clean up your whole motherfucking restaurant, Terrio, fit it off.
Yeah, I know.
Then you gonna get them bitches, man. Them bitches gonna scrub and clean that motherfucker's sheets.
That's
shit, man. I know kids in the South, man. They got immigrants selling pussy on the west side, man. Them motherfuckers be out on the corner.
Are you lying? I'm gonna come over here and get you. I'm gonna come over here and get you.
Hell, they ain't.
Hey. Long as they ain't underage and they're transgender. Street sport meeting got them. We meeting got the transgender street sport.
They ain't on Cicero in division, are they, Terrio?
No,
they're just right like up over here by my mom house, man.
Oh, man.
Out there, man.
They call them the fuck they gonna sell the pussy. They can't even speak English. How the fuck they gonna sell the pussy?
Them motherfuckers out there.
You don't even know how much to give them.
I bet they know how to sell that pussy. They don't know how to do nothing else. They don't sell that pussy now.
Give them $10 and a $2 tip. Should be sufficient.
Lord, how much?
Man, they're buying that foreign pussy.
I don't want it.
And yeah, they're buying it. They're buying it on the south side, too. Yeah, they're selling it. Yeah.
Man, I don't even know where them motherfuckers at. I don't know where the immigrants at.
Damn, Stokey, they ain't got them at the truck stop, do they?
Uh-oh.
Hey, you know what? Now you got kid now. I ain't paying that no attention, man. I don't know what the city they got them, like Chicago got them.
Yeah, we know. You just said some shit.
They probably down there over there on 47th and Central at the truck stop down now. They probably over there.
Lord,
they probably right there.
Don't you see them motherfuckers be out there selling candy bars and shit? Standing in the middle of the street selling their candy and shit?
Man, they selling candy and pussy. That's what they selling.
That's all. Oh, man.
Yeah. Uncle Ed, where you at, man?
Yeah, they got everything for sale now.
To the show. Yeah, sit back chilling, listen to the show, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, listen to this badass show. Bad, baby. I watch you go
to work every morning, 8 a.m. Yeah, I could have promoted it earlier, but I wasn't sure it was going to work, so I didn't want to get everybody posted up and everybody calling, then it's been dead again.
Yeah.
Then I fell asleep. It was at 8 before I woke up. So we lost them an hour before I even started letting people know the show was on.
So you that means you got to stay on an extra hour, nigga.
Nah, shit, I stay on the motherfucker all night long.
Hey,
who's
saying that, man?
They got their chemo. They got their
hope. I stay on here all night.
Oh, God.
As long as somebody talking.
Hey, man. Hey, chemo. Chemo. Don't you, come on, man.
Hey,
I found that when a motherfucker want to race some of these guys that be on these phones, they go into defense mechanism. And why is that?
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Let me get the fuck out of here.
I don't know. The only reason I can figure they do that is because maybe they figure they can't win.
Uh-oh.
We figured you can't win. The best thing to do is back up.
That was a good answer there, eh?
Well, why don't you just say, well, I can't beat you, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want no smoke.
But, you know, they go to talk. Yeah, they go to talk about you ain't shit. And, you know, they go to talk about shit that ain't got to do with race. They just straight go into the defense mechanism. Of the fifth mode, and all the brothers say,
I'm heard it too. I know what you're saying.
You know, I was just not too long ago on the phone and heard a motherfucker talking about racism, and another motherfucker went all the nigga this and that and this. God damn, all this man said he wanna run you. Mm-hmm. And they went into fishbone. I was trying to figure out what's all that about.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Skin can tell me what's that shit about. Skin, can you elaborate on that for me, son?
Damn. Well, I'm saying this, Kimo.
Yeah.
Sometimes people think. Now you get what I'm saying. Now people think.
Mm-hmm.
People think that'll make you, I guess, do the race that they want you to do, and then some of them really don't want to race at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you're mad because you're drawing on. You know what I don't understand? Why motherfucker
like?
Get mad because the motherfucker drawing you? What the fuck you got a race car for?
Uh-oh.
Unless you don't grudge race. If you don't grudge race, the motherfucker shouldn't. I mean, I would think that we would know.
Hold on. Everybody on these phones supposed to be grudge racing, damn. Now, I just heard so many guys get drawn on, and they go with straight motherfucking defense mechanism. I'm like, God.
You know what? It's almost like a woman scorn. They hurt like you been cheated on them or something. Fucking girl or something. I don't know what the fuck it is because I don't understand what the fuck it is to get mad about.
Come on, point, yeah.
I wish every motherfucker had a car like mine and drawed on me. Every last one of you motherfuckers. I mean, you're going to try to beat your ass or you're going to be mine. Or I'm going to say I don't want some problems.
Mm-hmm. But you know, the other day, I'm trying to see about a guy racing. First thing they tell me, man, I'm going to run you. Then today, I hear God telling the guy he want to run him. And the nigga come, and he got straight into defense mode. I'm like, oh, man, damn, nigga, who are you going to run?
I can answer that question, Kimo. I can tell you kind of why. And I mean, if the shoe don't fit, you don't put it on. But in their mind, Kimo, you always talk the shit about your car, but you never bring it out. So they kind of mad, like, why the fuck Kimo keep talking about another motherfucking car? Where his motherfucking car is?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think that is, Kimo.
Is that okay on that part? I knew that. But then earlier today, I heard a motherfucker want to run a motherfucker. My mother started to talk about he got going crazy again. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Kimo, you probably got on late because I think I know what you're talking about. You got on kind of late. They wasn't talking about racing. They were signifying. And then they started talking about racing. Then the guy that you think that got mad told him to lock the fuck in because evidently he got on the other guy's nerves and the other guy gave him a spot, and I guess it was too much for him. And he told him to call back and lock you in. But they ain't locked in yet. We still waiting right now. See, Kimo, that's why I'm glad. You know, not that I want to be the center of attention, but all these questions that you ask, you can ask me because I kind of been in the fold and seen what went on. So I can ask them real good for you, Kimo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I can answer the question.
I was trying to listen to two conversations. I was talking to a hoe and I was listening to my favorite saying, Jack Bauer.
I know who you were talking about.
One, what be the lead up before they ask them people to race? You got to always pay attention to what's going on before, because see, if you signify with a person, and let's say that this gentleman don't race as much, or you you know, you don't know him to be racing, you know, and then you know, you go from signifying to, well, I want to run you. Well, then you got to expect the you know, for a person to be defensive, correct?
Well, I don't know. Should he be defensive? And the man drawed him and said, fuck it, let's get it then.
But okay. Yeah, because if this is a person that you say, you know, normally when you had that happen, these are guys that you argue with that you love to say that's not racing, right? So if these are guys that's not racing, when you go to draw on them, you didn't draw on them, you know, in hopes of getting a race. You drew on them trying to belittle that person. So that's why they get defensive. And then you say when, you know, they mention your car, well, just being real, you got to always expect that, you know, because you're one of the guys, you're very hard on people. You see what I'm saying? You're very hard on people, Kimo. So with that being said, when you go to try and step on one of them or belittle them in front of their peers, well, quite naturally, they're going to, you know, take a shot back at you.
Good point. Well, I'm for that, but I was on that, you know, and I didn't say nothing because I was sitting here caking, as a lot of people call it. But I heard that certain individual that I'm talking about, and man, he's fucking with my guy, Jack Bob. Jack Bob said,
I can't speak on that because I don't really know what you're talking about in that situation. So.
So,
I'll let you and Skin finish hammering that out.
Yeah, he talking about flop the Jack Miles.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Man. I heard some of that.
Yeah, he talking about
I didn't know that's what he was talking
about. Yeah. You know, I be following real close, Mr. I keep telling Timo, I know what he's going to say before he says it. He gonna find out though.
Hey, shout it.
But see, in the flop's defense,
Mister. Yeah,
right.
Hey,
flop. Let me
say, but I do want to say this. I ain't know you gonna come in. I do want to say this to flop. One, everybody got their own unique way of doing things, right, Kimo? And flop just like naturally, that's just who he is. I've learned that flop gets real wicked. But I don't think he gets angry when people draw on him. You should have said that's just his way. Like, out of everything I heard with the Jack Ball thing, right, he was going back and forth. They was getting nasty. And then Jack Ball said some crazy shit. Bingo, Flop went to laughing and hee-hee-ha-ha because he got what he wanted. You should have
said that. You must have didn't even say that, Milton.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I just told Kimo that. I said Kimo. Because I didn't even say no name, but he knew who I was talking about. Because he said, Jack Ball. I said, hey, Kimo. Before he said Jack Ball, I said, hey, Kimo. There were certain individuals, I said they were signifying at first. You didn't hear the first part. So he didn't get angry with them. They were signifying, and it went to racing. And then, we can say the name now because everybody knows. Then when he said some dumb ass shit out of his mouth, Flop said, lock in, 1,000 or 5,000. And we still waiting on him to call back. He said he gonna call back and we waiting on him right now.
TNT went on the bomb again, is
you say he did what?
I said since Kimo sold Jack Ball, hit him with that 5,000.
Damn.
Hold on. I bet with Jack Ball, but you got to run him head up. And,
Hold on. Kimo. Let me say this. And I don't want to argue with you, but you stuck your fucking nose in some business to berate me, but you didn't hear the whole thing. And now you think I'm going to do something your way, and you ain't got a fucking pot to piss in this matter?
Ooh, damn.
Get the fuck out of the way, Kimo. Hold on.
Not even a plastic bucket?
You better be over here and quit sucking Jack Ball's nuts and say, hey, Flop, let me get a little in that pot. Because you know what's going to fucking happen.
I like,
like Jack Bauer. I don't give two fucks about what about. I've been liking Jack Bauer.
Okay.
Run Jack Bauer here.
Hold on, Kimo.
Jack
Bauer. Kimo, fuck what you trying to make me do. I'm talking about what he did. And that's what I want, and that's what I'm waiting on a phone call. So fuck you and your ass or what you want to do. Get
damn,
your own car, and you run somebody head up. Stay the fuck out of my business unless you want to gamble me for what's
told,
on the table.
I'm trying to gamble you. You told me.
Gamble
you
me what's me on the table. Gamble me for what's
I
on the table.
Yeah, listen.
Maybe
I
you
don't
need to
like
go talk to Jack Bauer.
I don't like him driving, and I won't put my 2 cents in because I'm gonna put my little money in. I like Jack Bauer versus dead the fuck up for that $5,000.
Well, do me a favor, hold your breath waiting on that one to happen then.
I've been howling Jack Bauer name for 2 motherfucking years. Get up there, sucker, and I got something on it, nigga.
Kimo, you just done this. You just done went to the dog. You turning out to just be your typical rug rat. Like you was just saying like you were saying earlier, Kimo, some of these niggas got race cars. Even you got them. And when a motherfucker say something to you, you here for the hills. Oh, my car ain't
ready right now. But you know what?
But you
know
been saying you ain't been ready for 9 years.
I might say for another 6 more years.
Okay.
I want to know where Red Light Lenny at. Who all like that goddamn? I was trying to see what Red Light Lenny like, Three Lug, man. I'm trying to bet Red Light Lenny or... I know they like old Three Lug over Lil Will.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Booger, hush up for a minute.
Yeah,
I'm trying to see if I can get Red Light. That's Red Light Lenny.
Who you talking to, Kimo, talking about hush up?
I like that Three Lug over Lil Will.
I'm talking to Booger. Oh, is that Red Light Lenny?
Who
the fuck is Booger?
Oh, Booger Face. You know
who the fuck is Booger?
Booger Face. You know who Booger Face is.
I swear I don't.
That's kid, man.
Come on, man.
Hey, Booger, give me a minute. Let me talk to the guys without any ad-libbing right now. Give me a sec, Booger.
Suck Moby's dick.
Hey. Hey. Oh, Booger, always ad-libbing. Shut up, Booger. I'm trying to holler at the guys for a minute, Booger.
Well, keep talking.
Hey. Hey, kid, you know they say you be on my dick on that internet, man. You find all kind of pictures of me eating and all that. I got the shit, man. That goddamn booger, man. If you kept your eyes on that computer and off them boogers on your face, man, you have something to do. You have something to find besides you always trying to talk about I'm doing something. Why don't you put a shot of them boogers on that picture, on that page? You know what I'm saying? All the goddamn boogers on your face. I used to tell, I had a bus driver. I used to drive me from Voltec. She looked like you. I had a riddle. Keep your eyes on the road and off them moles, bitch, and we get to our stop. You know, I got put off the goddamn Voltec bus. I couldn't rat. Man, my little free ride from Voltec, I couldn't get it on it no more. Cause I was scared. I was in the back of the bus hollering that shit. Get out hollering, hey, bitch, keep your eyes off the road and off the mold. Man, that bitch got me rolled up the next day and told me, Nah, you can't ride the bus no more. I dropped out of Voltec about after that. I was kidding. You remind me of that lady. She had all the moles on her face, hollering up there, man. That bitch found out who was saying that shit. I got put off the bus. Ain't this a bitch? The whole bus was cracking up, though, man. Get out there. And Booger, all you do is ad-lib. Every show you on, you ad-libbing like a motherfucker. Look at this old Booger face ad-libbing like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What the fuck? Hey, now, who was that talking about they liked it? Yeah, come on with it, baby.
I wanted to ask you, man, how many guys from Detroit planning on trying to get some trouble up in Chicago this year?
Now, I don't know, man. But I got a lot of stink pink. In Texas, I got a lot of stink pink gators, baby. They talking about they going to travel and fuck some shit up, you know? You ever heard the motherfucking song say, my stink pink gator, my Detroit players, we coming, baby. We coming, baby. We coming, baby. Why? Hey, Eddie, you asking that question like you don't have old Mudbone out there stomping something, man.
Oh, man. We got a few cars out here, man. But, Chicago this year looked pretty strong with the crew that they got. Everybody stay together and had good luck, you know.
Big Andy, we're going to start off trying to whoop on a few Chicago guys, and in our range, we got old grandson. I know a lot of you niggas love grandson. Go on, bet some.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all love grandson. Go on, bet some.
Mm-hmm.
And we got that retired vice lord ass nigga over there. AKA Three Love. We got a can opener.
Oh, man.
We got a can opener. We opening up this can of whoop ass. And now, basically finna pour it out. Hey, Boogie. I try to see the red light Lenny like that motherfucker Three Love.
That's all right. That's all right. I heard y'all main man coming back, Randy, right?
That's what he say.
Y'all might need a few more of them. But we'll be waiting. On this side of the border.
Begin.
Yeah.
You one of the elders and shit, right?
Yes, sir. I'm an old motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. So like I say, a lot of the elders be upset when some of the Chicagoans don't bet with the Chicagoans when they racing a person. That's
it don't bother me.
Are you one of the elders that be upset?
It don't matter to me, man. I just want to see it happen. I'm down for Chicago no matter what, though. You know, and,
I got a question.
We're gonna try to play that King of the Mountain game with Chicago, you know, ourselves, but I'm down with Chicago, period, man.
Hey, kid.
Yo.
Well, we got to race each
other. I got a question.
Find out who on top.
What up, Flop?
Yeah, somebody just tried to...
It's directed at you, Kimo, so listen up. Do you think Kimo, with his interest in jackball, and I'm speaking in general, but I'm using him since he opened his mouth. Do you think people like Kimo can come along and deter a race and fuck it up for people like me? And I'm saying, because of what jackball said to me, I'm standing on it,
But then Chemo come along and influx his opinion and say, no, I want you to run him this way or that way. And the man fuck around and hear him and say, no, he got a point. Now Chemo done fuck up my money, but then he think he helping the grudge racing.
Well, you know how Chemo is.
All right.
I don't, Booger. Let him know.
I think they ought to do like Lee Friend said, mind your business. You live a long time.
Mm-hmm. All right. I just find that, you know, a lot of times when guys out there trying to race something, guys that some of the phone pioneers get upset. That's all I'm saying.
But that don't apply to me. I wasn't upset. I was in a position where I had a win-win, or so I thought.
Big
Eddie.
But now Chemo come along and influx his opinion because he's a fan of this guy, and I guess he's going to save him, huh?
Mm.
Hey, Terry, I forgot to call you back, man.
So, Chemo, you come along and say Jack Ball, right?
I love that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just making sure now because they say people usually can't handle what they dish out. So when I start saving people that you got something to do with, just remember it's fair across the board.
Okay, but I just was trying to figure out how you got upset and talked about it so fast.
Chemo, you can put the upset label all you want, sir. I don't get upset about that. I was having a ball. Jack Ball was tearing my ass up a little bit. I was tearing his ass up. We were signifying having a fucking ball. And see, that's usually what happens with you. Even when you had your own show, you come in late and you get bad information and you give it and you pass it on. You don't never get the full details.
Ooh, preach on.
Well, I'm just hearing that the guy told you he'll drive his car, you drive your car, and let's get up
there. You didn't hear the part where I told him, no, you got too much for me. And I said, give me a spot. And he said, what you need? I told him what I needed. He said, okay. I said, but I probably won't be ready until Tate race. But then when he gave me an offer that I couldn't refuse, I said, no, I'll meet you at Bobby Race. Let's get that locked in. But see, you don't hear that shit because you don't want to.
Oh, man, not the selective hearing.
And so I'm still waiting on that call back. And I'm waiting on it. Because he shouldn't have opened his mouth and said that, and that's what I'm standing on. But you come along and you block the fucking race for me. Now, I can't get mad at you and fall out with you, but just know, two can play that game. So remember, every motherfucker that you book with Lil Wheel Car, I'm going to send them every motherfucking picture I got of the frame off restoration.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's cool. If they leak the pictures out for you to see them, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Not what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
That Friday or that Saturday.
Come on with it, Terry.
Hey,
Terry,
you
locked in for that Friday or Saturday?
Terry,
you
locked in with
Lil
Wheel,
ain't you?
Yeah, hold on.
I want to
know,
Terry, because I'm going to send you these pictures, too. I'm going to send them to you and Scrap.
Right, but he trying to get something straight with Chemo.
I'm trying to find another damn closing, Chemo. Chemo, what day are we locked in for? Was it that Friday or Saturday? I know you said Patriots.
I got to get with Pine to see. Don't worry about this one, Terry. You ain't getting out this one, baby. You tearing your butt.
Okay, I just want to know what day. That's all I'm just asking. Once you get with Pine, just let me know what day.
All right.
So. Okay. Mm-hmm. Y'all can continue.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how I see a lot of these phone pioneers on, but it's coming down to race season, and they ain't liking they Stanley arguing, but they ain't no liking. And I got one of the I don't know where this pioneer been at, but that goddamn where that motherfucker preacher boy at, man? He been quiet, not that it's getting close to race time. Where Rock he been hiding up under?
Oh, man.
Again.
Yeah.
Again. Man, well, I want to hear that song. Sitting at the light, waiting for, sitting on the vine, waiting for the light to move.
All of my life.
Because
oh, man.
I don't play that for me, Big Eddie. I ain't heard it in a while, man. And they said they told me a couple of times that the producer of that song been on this shit, man. They say he been arguing with some of the people. He argued with one of the ladies. I ain't heard that brother in a while. They say he started searching a little bit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, Kimo, you talk about the trans brakes on way.
Yeah, babe. Sitting at the light, waiting for the light to move. All about us. Here I go, baby. Yeah,
no, baby. Kimo, you been drinking, man.
Nah, man, I told you I was going to hit Keiko.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor.
I'm sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor.
How? There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
On the motor.
Mm-hmm.
On the motor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Attention. That is all.
Oh, man. Y'all play too much.
That's all.
Yeah, you
Hey. Yeah, man.
Do that producer that worked that song get any royalties off that motherfucker?
Yeah, man.
No.
Yeah, we I'm out already, man.
Oh, God, Susan don't get no money off of that. God damn.
Yeah, man,
God damn, Mado's got the final post. Fuck. Yeah,
let's see how the shows be going next week. Next week, I might try to get a chance to get Dominique back on the show and give us an update on the updates. And I got a couple more people.
Who is Dominique, man?
The track manager.
The manager of the track.
All right,
Dominique. Yeah, the manager of the track. You know, he seemed to be real cool. He's working with this year 41. You know, starting to come together, man. They communicate with us pretty good. Let me see if he has time to come on. I might have a couple other people that can come on to talk about their business and New houses is being designed by people from outside of town. And just to try to get a little conversation information out there that you guys need to know. Yes, sir. Hoping that I can get some other popular peoples on there to listen to it and help things go the way it should go. Because I think it's going to be real interesting. I'm excited about this new product that's being done right here in Chicago that y'all going to hear about real soon. Y'all take my hat off to Chicago Connection. One of our sponsors. And a few other guys that have really been helping us get along. You know, I got a question. Y'all gonna answer the way y'all asked it. I just wondered, you know, they used to have most of the power in the grudge world, south of the, as they say, the Dixie line. Is that line about to change, or is that about equal now? What y'all think about that? Does it sound like a real competitor, huh?
Yeah.
We got some bad hot rods in North Carolina, makes the Dixie line now. And quite a few of them. And these guys ain't playing, boy. They're ready to go. They calling people out left and right. So I'm gonna look real good, man. But I ain't want to talk too much about this product yet until I get the gold, you know, and get more information on it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to just bring the person on and let him talk about it himself. That way it can't be nothing going wrong and he can explain it. But it's right here in Chicago. Being designed right here in Chicago. Anybody else out there, come on with it. Don't be afraid to talk about the power we possess now. Unless y'all from the south gonna hit that button and draw on you. No. Got a hand up.
You say we got some power. What type of power?
We got horsepower in Chicago now.
Yeah, but you know, we got to do some cleaning up at home. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, that's the bags of laundry. We got that dirty laundry, but that's personal laundry. We were talking about what we think we're as a power together. Also, you understand?
Oh, yeah.
We already know
they ain't going to bullshit you. For what we got right now, they can't fuck with us. Ain't no sense.
Yeah.
We don't even think they
That's what I'm talking about, Brother Ryan.
I don't want to say it like that, but they might as well don't even try. So they try, we'll get their clean fucked up.
Hey, Skin, wake up.
Hey, I don't know.
Skin ain't sleep.
Hey, I don't know another state. I don't know another state as strong as we are.
Me either right now.
Name one.
I can't. I've been paying attention to
like
real
that.
Good this year. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like what I see over here this year.
Yeah.
For the last couple of years.
Got a lot of good shit going on.
Yes, sir. I mean, it just creaked up. It just creaked up like a rattlesnake. Didn't even know they were going to get bit by the venom.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, bam, there it was. People was in order.
Yeah.
That's
You go beat some
back, man. I was looking. I'm like, what the hell am I seeing here? Is this shit for real? Yes, it is. And all I got to say is, fellas, let's stay strong. Just stay strong.
Yeah.
I like that, Big Eddie.
I was just asking Chemo, is they really trying to look up the trouble with Chicago for up there in Detroit? They got they named a couple of cars, but I don't think they're in a hurry to run up over here. Michigan just should be hacking right now. North of the Mason Dixon line along with us. They can live off our reputation as a strong as it, you know, coming from the north. But we got to see what Randy do now. You know, Randy know how to make them go fast, and they said Randy coming back.
Oh, man, not 6 mile Randy.
Randy do. That's all. We got to give him his due, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Now, Lil Will might be just doing a lot of puffs. He's probably going to go to a certain amount of people and choose his races. And he's probably choose people like he in with his street car and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I heard he's supposed to be trying to grab a hold of Vaughn and Three Love and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. That might be a bit much for him. Yeah, he might be underestimating them boys. I like Three Love.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Vaughn for that one. Now, when they race each other, hey, Chicago dog fight. Three Love got our camp, so I got to go Three Love. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Anybody else got some interest to talk about? Or any more questions? I'm seeing some interesting stuff being posted up on Facebook. One of them kind of shocked me a little bit, but hey, it is what it is.
What is that?
Nah, I wouldn't let that.
Huh?
It wasn't much. It just seemed like somebody tried to call my duck out, but they can leave him alone. That's my duck.
Who was your duck?
Everybody know who my duck is.
No, where's the duck?
But I want to do him in Chicago. So he told me to wait until that time come and we'll figure it out. I'm going to wait. He always thought he was going to get that weak red motherfucker. Now, what kind of shit was that? I said, no, man, you know, you got to have that black motherfucker. Man, like I said, it's going to be pretty exciting this year, I do believe. I'm looking forward to it. That's up. Is everybody done? Like I said, y'all got something to talk about. I'll sit on y'all next.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing to do. It's still pretty early.
I see what 41 mentioned about a few safety items they're going to be enforcing, huh?
Oh.
You see that?
Oh, yeah. They say definitely they want you having motor diapers if you're running a certain speed. They say they will take the pan. They want you to have a mini diaper to kind of control the messiness of the track being shut down for a long time. And, I mean, that ain't actually too much. I know I got to get me one, but.
What you gotta get?
Yeah, engine diapers.
You're requiring cars to have diapers and transmission blankets and
transmission blankets.
Roll cages and shit up to par, and parachute after a certain ET.
Right, he said after say like a 590 and 8 miles or something like that, and you're running faster than that. Yeah. So that is some news.
Yeah, well, they should want all that shit on their cars anyway.
That's right. That's what they think.
Yep.
I haven't got the taxes.
Window nets. A lot of that shit done save people from getting fucked up.
Yes, sir. And the cleanup time won't be as much.
Mm-hmm.
Stop losing a lot of cleanup time. You know, messing up the truck. Yeah, man. Well, kid, what you think?
Yeah, I think it done died down, Eddie. You might well goddamn go and pull the plug.
Yeah, man. All right, y'all. Well, I gave it a shot anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Been having such problem with Blog Talk, and I just said if I was to give y'all any time, it'd be better than no time. So I went on ahead and set up and showed late notifications, so I didn't just get a whole bunch of people on. We had a pretty nice crowd. But I know by then everybody had made their mind up on what they're going to do for the night. So. Only thing I can say is glad y'all came on to support me the way y'all did. And I guess I'll be saying good night. And hope that we have better luck next week. Y'all be in a good show tonight. Boy, worked it fine. I imagine they got it fixed. So let's look forward to keep getting together. Talk to y'all later. Good night.